This is episode number 2493 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 28th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
After dominating the box office and breaking records with Barbie, Mattel has officially arrived in Hollywood.
Yeah, they have.
Hey, hey, for Hollywood. In 2018, after a tumultuous period of declining toy sales,
yes,
Mattel brought in a new CEO. Ooh. Who had a vision. A vision to turn the Story Toy Company into an IP-driven machine.
See, that's the thing, this IP thing. It's intellectual property. Disney's all about it at their rides at the parks.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to build any rides at all that aren't attached to one of their intellectual properties. And that's kind of to the ire of a lot of fans. That means there'll never be another Pirates of the Caribbean ride right. built, because it has to be a movie first or a TV show first. And the deal with Mattel, I think it's smart. And I don't know if they were behind all of the marketing or Warner's or both, but they did an incredible job on Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the movie, but I mean the whole machine.
Yes.
And it's still out there. You know, there's still Barbie stuff going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I can see it. I can see that. So the CEO knows what he's doing. That's what.
Well, basically, they're, essentially, for lack of a better term, creating a Mattel cinematic universe.
Another MCU.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the immense success of Barbie, I mean, the path's pretty clear for Mattel to make whatever they want.
Yeah, because they've got all this IP.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday, like Hot Wheels, right?
Well, 14 Mattel properties are in
14.
Active development.
Wow.
Including...
Wow, 14.
Oh, cover your ears. Barney.
Barney. I love you, you love me. I'm so drunk as you can see. Oh, sorry.
I never minded my kids watching Barney.
All right. That's
you know, it had a great thing.
I got it.
And if you're going to diss it, never diss it in front of your kids.
My kids aren't here.
Oh, yeah. So Polly Pocket, Thomas and Friends.
Okay.
And American Girl.
If they're going to do Thomas and Friends, they've got to get Ringo Starr to do the voice.
Right.
Like he does on the PBS.
That's his thing.
Oh, he's the voice of Thomas. Yeah. Is he the voice of Thomas? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wendy? Yeah. Yeah.
American Girl, too, you said. Wow.
Also, Hot Wheels and Masters of the Universe are being sussed out.
He-Man!
Hot Wheels is going to be funny because of the success of Cars.
Yes. You know? And that's, I want to point this out. For a very short time in the late 1960s, Mattel had a Saturday morning cartoon called Hot Wheels. It was a Saturday morning show.
Uh-huh.
And it was very popular. And the cars, indeed, were kind of... auto anamorphic or something like that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
As well as Tom Hanks as Major Matt Mason.
Oh, wait a minute. Tom Hanks is too old to play Major Matt Mason. Major Matt Mason is an astronaut. I had a Major Matt
Mason.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
Huh. That's interesting. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But of course, first off, we got to get over a writer's strike and an actor's strike. And then we'll see. I would think that the next project for Mattel is a sequel to Barbie. They'd be silly not to do that first, but there you go.
Oh, no. New money couple has infiltrated Martha Stewart's social circle.
Oh, really?
In old school Westchester.
Wow.
And her jealous old money neighbors, they don't like it one bit.
New money, old money. I haven't heard that term in a long time. That takes you back to the Vanderbilts, right?
Well, designer Andy Chia Yu and his partner, Dr. Evan Goldstein, who's a nationally renowned Manhattan anal surgeon.
Wow. Well, that they need that.
Moved to the ritzy old bunny community a few years ago.
So many jokes. Okay.
I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right?
But skeptical neighbors are describing Andy as someone eager to get on the who's who list of the hood, and he did it by clinging to Martha.
Well, that's a good cling. Now... Martha, of course, is not above unorthodox relationships. Of course, she's friends, really good friends, with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she learned this all when she was in prison, not to be so discriminatory. I don't know. No one understands their relationship.
Marcia and this guy are together all the time? Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
She was always so guarded, and they move in for 3 years, and now they're bosom buddies.
Oh, jeez.
According to an annoyed neighbor.
Oh, jealous.
So Andy hosted a summer bash celebrating Martha's and his partner Evan Goldstein's birthdays, and Martha posted on Instagram, "Thank you, vendors, and my dear neighbor, Andy, for a wonderful afternoon and a very fun-filled party."
So I wonder if Andy comes over and they have dinner together or whatever. They swap recipes because Martha's big on recipes.
My guess is they sit out in the gazebo.
Yeah. And smoking the fat one, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
Have some tea. And they just sit there and gnaw on CBD gummies.
I was going to say, CBD gummies or edibles or whatever.
Well, because she's got her whole line.
I know. You know. I know.
So why not have snack time?
Snack, 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 snack. Ooh, it's 420 somewhere. Well, you know what? The old money, new money thing always gets me. I forget what it was I was watching. But it was. It was about that same time in not today's world, but in like the Vanderbilt time. The Gilded Age. That's what it
the
is.
Gilded
the Gilded Age.
Age. Yeah.
It's the Julian Fellowes American version of Downton Abbey. Yeah.
That's what I always explain about assisted living. Because assisted living still has old money of people, you know, who can afford this stuff.
Yeah.
But us newer...
Oh, no, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're
we don't
so
have
screwed.
New money.
We don't have new money. We don't have any old money. We don't have any money. And we're not going to be able to do assisted living.
Yeah.
Unless somebody pays for it. All right. With our apologies today to...
I don't know.
Anderson Cooper, who's a Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See what I did there? And Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, huh? And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.